to a large degree, at large, the church has been in a dry and thirsty land. In other words, when you see dry and you see thirsty, you think about spirit. The Holy Spirit is equated as spiritual water, spiritual rain, spiritual rivers. All right? So we need that flow. We need that flow. And so it's dry and thirsty, but this prayer is going to set it up. All right? Well, no water is to see thy power and thy glory. Now, that's what we want to see, you see. But that don't happen automatically. So as I've seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy life and kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus would I bless thee while I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. Now that's now notice the first thing on the agenda. Seeking God's face, desiring his presence. One lady who thought she was real spiritual in the meeting, my oldest son had said, we make a request for God to come more full of, more of God. And she stood and she said, you don't have to make a request for him. He's already here. I said, ma'am, you're out of order. You're out of order. Yes, he's omnipresent, but his personal presence, he has to be invited. She thought she was deep, but I wouldn't let her get away with it. I said, no, ma'am, that's not going to work. Somebody was in that meeting. I said, no, ma'am, it's not like that. I said, you have to invite his presence. So we know God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. But we want a special presence that he can manifest himself to us and open himself up to us. So that first one is seeking God's face. So that's Psalm 63. One, that many scriptures, but O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Let's go to work on that. Father, we thank you right now. As we go down this prayer list, we know we won't finish it all, but right now we come to seek your face, to seek your face, to seek your presence. May your presence be upon this house. We thank you. We thank you for your presence in this house. We give you glory and we give you praise and honor. As we pray in the spirit, we're igniting the fact that we're seeking your face, desiring your presence. We ask you to come in our midst and be who you are. As we pray in the spirit this morning, we're seeking your face. We desire your presence more than anything else. Your presence be upon this people, upon this house, like never before this day. Show your face, Lord. Show your presence. We desire, we invite you. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we invite to see your face, to seek your presence. And to be aware that you're among us. Hatolo ba shata. Ko shata ta ta ta. Ura ba 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 sa ko tene ke se te. Ura ba ba shata ta ta ta. All right, now, we're going to do these as long as you are still united with that one. You can keep on with that one, especially in your personal prayer life. You may not get to number two. In the spirit world, you don't have to go through all the ABC. Sometimes the spirit stop you right there, you see. These girls would know. They'll stick with it. If you get on one, you get stuck, stay on that one. You always got time to come do the next one. All I'm doing now is training you. Now hold on to that sheet. Keep that sheet in your Bible. Number two, what it says? All right, turn to Proverb. Let's look at it. Proverbs 16:15. I love it. Now, in all the time of about 17 minutes, God gave me this. The spirit world is at a speed. And that's why when you ask God for something, you ought not be waiting on 15, 20 days, 15, 20 months. It operates at a speed. It's faster than light. What it says the second one? No, what the prayer gen is, number two. All right, now, read the scripture. Go ahead, read it. You see that? All right, that's all right. Go ahead on. All right, so we got it now. When you come into God, now Hebrews 4:16. See, he gave us a throne of favor to come to. See, grace and favor run down the same street. See. So when you're asking for favor, you're asking for God's grace. The Bible said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, to the throne of favor, where we can find help in a time of need. As intercessors, we must point that out, that as a church and as a believer, we cannot function properly. You might take notes. You cannot function properly without God's favor. You got to have favor. A person who has favor on their life lead the pack. And so when you ask for God's favor, you're actually telling him, pour more of your grace on me. I can't do this thing myself. I need help. You follow me? Because when you as a Christian, I'm telling you right now, as a Christian, you're standing in a gray space. You cannot function without God's grace. I don't care how good you pray, how good you sing, how good you preach. You need God's grace. You need God's favor. You need God doing something out of the ordinary for you. Actually, the Holy Ghost is saying you need God behind the scene working something you can't see and don't know. That's what God's favor is. That would make you stand out. God's favor, listen to me. God's favor is your identity. Things start happening in your life. People say, what in the world going on? God's favor has got on your house. You can't even explain how all this stuff happening. But you've got into God's favor. So we want favor on this house. An apostolic house has to have God's favor on it. And all we're dealing with, class, intercessors, is the book of Acts. Well, the church have not been living in the book of Acts. So all we're dealing with is the book of Acts. All those miracle signs and wonders you saw, they were operating in God's grace, operating in God's favor, using the name of Jesus, expecting something to happen supernaturally. Now you all going to begin to live supernatural lives. You can't be a part of this church and live natural. Now I'm going to see how many of y'all going to be with me on this, then we're going to pray. I'm impressed by the Spirit. And I just got that impression driving here this morning that I should have service Sunday and Wednesday. Real service. But I'm going to need y'all to dress up some. Don't come here with your tennis on and just hanging out, you know, Wednesday. That's my slack night. No, we need to come before the Lord in a special way. I'm going to ask the men to dress with me. And I'm going to preach. The sermon that I'm going to start this morning, I got about six times to finish it, that part. And so I'll do it on Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays and Wednesdays. Sundays and Wednesdays. Changing this house. This house has to be changed in a hurry. Here's what I hear the Spirit of God saying. From this day forward, every member will walk in favor. Make yourself available. That's the next word. That's the next word. Make yourself available. Make yourself available for the favor of God. Stop trying to do everything yourself. With scriptures. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. We got to stop thinking we have life. Come to me that you might have life. So we got to stop operating. Now this might sound sacrilegious and ill will, but we got to start operating beyond the scriptures. What you mean beyond the, what, the Bible? Yes, the Bible points you to him. He wants you to operate beyond. The scriptures are instruction for his manifestation. Now find somebody and tell them, I don't know about you, but I'm going to live in favor the rest of my life. Let's pray. Let's pray about that. Let's pray number two. Seeking God for, Father, we seek your favor right now. We come boldly to the throne of favor. You told us to come, and we'll operate in favor boldly. This favor is on Word of Life Christian Center. Every member, every visitor, shataka. Your favor is on this service this morning. Your favor is on all our lives this morning. Kasa, whatever we need favor on, you're giving it to us right now. Y'all believe that? Shataka shete. Take God's favor. Seek his favor. Shataka shat. I seek to operate. I seek to live. Tapa in your favor. Soko shete. Favor coming all my troubles. Shataka shete. All my weakness. Your favor. Hatsa is on every person's life under the sound of my voice. Tasha, because we come in your presence is peace and favor. Shata, favor be upon this congregation. Every person coming in here this morning, every person walk through the sanctuary, favor will fall on them at the door, fall on them in the parking lot. Shaka, they will find their answer. They will be delivered. Shaka, tata. They will be set free this morning. Every person. All right, let's go to number three. Now, I'm doing it in justice. You understand? I'm doing it in justice. I'm just trying to train you a little bit. Now, my girl's listening. They're seeing how I'm doing it, right? Number three. What number three say? Man, fresh rain. Man, see, that's fresh anointing. That's fresh work of the Holy Spirit. Turn to Joel. Turn to Joel. That's a lot of scriptures to read. Then Joel. I'm just going to read a few of them. My goodness. How many of y'all glad to be a part of this church? My goodness. My goodness. I got some guests coming today. I called about 20 people. I got some guests supposed to be coming. Yeah. God told me to call some of the older one who had been here and tell them don't miss what's happening now. So we're crying out. See, that third step is we're going to be crying out for fresh rain. Now, this fresh is the prayer agenda for fresh rain. Fresh rain actually is, oh my goodness, I can't hardly take it, man. Fresh rain is actually the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You got to understand, this is all I do. This is all I think about. This is my job. I want y'all to experience fresh rain on a daily basis. Once you experience, you'll never go back. Crying out for fresh rain, outpouring, my goodness, of the Holy Ghost. Then Joel 2:23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. Now rain, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. And he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Then we go over, just in Joel, go over to the 28th verse. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You old men shall dream, and your young men shall see vision. Verse 29. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaid in those days, I will pour out my spirit. Now you go on reading it further down. Actually, you need to read Joel chapter 2 on daily basis. It getting you ready for a exceeding great army. I'm going to preach about an exceeding great army who didn't know who they were. And that's why that's what the church is now. Ha! You're an exceeding great army, but you don't really know who you are. And it is my assignment to let you know who you are and stop you from saying all hope is lost. Situation come make you think all hope is lost, but that's a lie. Stop lying to me, Satan. I'm not accepting that. See, huh? You hear me? Evil, that's you? Yeah, you're on a good Sunday, God. Lord, have mercy. I want you to have a copy. You got a copy of that? Yeah, all right. Glory to God. She's one of my intercessors. I got them all over the world. I got a home set and I got a world set. And I complimented them yesterday. Lord, I got the inspiration of the Holy Ghost and I spoke the Spirit of God to rest on them mightily, because as the Apostle Paul, they are co-labels in this transformation and revolution. Lord God, just go on and pour out your spirit. We need fresh rain. Let's pray about fresh outpouring of his spirit. He told him, Masakata. Let nothing be left over, Lord. We don't want no leftover move in the spirit. We want a fresh move. You see it? I don't want what happened yesterday. I want something to happen today. See, it's fresh. It's fresh. It's fresh. Shakata. I don't want pulling nothing out the cupboard. I want fresh bread today. I don't want to go back to the old scripture I know. I want a fresh word today. I want to leave here refreshed. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh. On the wise and on the contrary. To change the contrary mind. Oh my God. Shata, fresh. Fresh. Everybody say fresh. Fresh. Everybody say outpouring. Keep praying. Chata boko shiri. He ko tala man ka sata kese. She ko romate kese. All right, I'm not doing it just. Let's go to the next one. What you asking for? What? Fresh fire. Turn the Matthew 3:11. Fresh fire. My goodness. Fresh fire. Manka, son of man, show yourself strong. Matthew 3:11, right? I indeed baptize with water unto repentance, but it's not all you need. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. Now notice this, Shana. Notice what he says here now. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Some people just got the Holy Ghost. And with fire. Luke 24:32. In case you want to know what that means, let's go over to Luke and find out. We get home and go out there and get home and go get out there and get in our car and go home. They'll wonder what happened, right? when Jesus' word is open to us properly, this is what happened. And they said one to another, at that fire, you see, did not our heart burned, hearts on fire. Not just house on fire, hearts on fire. If the heart don't get a fire, the house will never burn. May the Lord set your heart on fire today for him. Say it, may the Lord set my heart on fire.
May the Lord set my heart
on fire. Unusual fire.
Unusual fire.
I don't want no traditional fire. I don't want no religious fire. I want a fresh fire from heaven. I don't want to know what's going to happen in the service. I want it to be good news for me, fresh stuff. I don't want to hold God in bondage to my idea. I want him to express himself fresh to me today. I need a fresh word. What you think gonna happen up here today? If it's not fresh, I'm not gonna eat it. I'm through eating dry, dead spiritual things. I'm going to turn them performers off my TV. I'm going to walk around with a burning heart for the things of God. I got you covered. I got four or five people I got covered. I got you covered. Call your name every day and set that to God. Say something. Don't put me over nobody I can't protect. Jeremiah 29, we'll pray a little bit here. Lord, have mercy. I just use this as an illustration. Your social family member, you get around them, they don't want you to talk about God. They won't talk, you know, let's just have some fun. So they don't want to talk about God. But if it shut up in your bone. My boy, I tell you, you could ride with me a few minutes and the conversation gonna switch. My grandchildren know that, Papa, we might be talking about Disney World, and all of a sudden the conversation switch. Go from Mickey Mouse to Jesus. Because the substance in your heart should be, all Christians should be like that. You understand me? All Christians. Yeah, now watch what he says here. Then I said I would not make mention of him. See, he had some confrontation, you read it. Nor speak any more in his name. What happened? But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bone, and I couldn't hold myself, you see. And I was weary with forbearing, trying to hold him out, and I could not stay. In other words, I could not shut my mouth because the fire was burning so strong on the inside, I had to talk about it. So you need to get there. You need to get there. Conversation shouldn't be so long with nobody about the game, about whatever they're talking about, a movie. You talk about it, and all of a sudden that fire started riding, and you got to say something about Jesus. Now you're going to lose some friends because they got religion. I go to church too, but God, we ain't got to talk about this all the time. How many want that for? Well, let's pray about it. Cha-cha-la-lo-ba shaka. O-ra-ba-ba-sa-ta-ta-ta. Baptize us with new fire this morning. New fire. Sha-ta-ta-ta-ta. The fire from heaven showed us it changed men and women life. Sha-ka-sa-ta. Burn on the inside, because you do. Let them not hold their peace. Sha-ka-sa-ta-ta. Romama. Sho-ko-se-te-te-te-te. We're asking for fresh fire. Da-da-ba-sa-ta. You better be mindful what you ask for. I'm asking for fresh fire. Sha-pa-ba-ka. Be mindful. Sha-ka-ta-ko-se-ke-te. Ro-ba-ba-sa-ko-se-te-te-te-ko-ra-ma-sa. Ho-ra-ba-ba-sa-ko-to-de-ko-se-te. Now, can I depend on all y'all to be here Wednesday night? Who got some reason they can't be here? You working? You working? Who else working? You working? You working? You out of town? Say what? What? Oh, I understand. Okay, I got you. I got you. I got you. The rest of y'all don't have no excuse. I'm going to preach part two from this morning. When you hear this morning, you'll be here Wednesday. Because you'll hear things you never heard. You can't be here? You working? You working? You working too? You out of town. All right. All right. You better make sure it's a good trip. You working? Yeah, okay. All right. Well, that's logical. I mean, for your life, you're working. But I'm talking about the one who's sitting around the house. Like Hazel. And Bertha sitting around the house. We need to be here because I need to carry this thing on out. All right? Huh? Now, I got a fight on my hand for to break that old tradition about Wednesday. But ain't nothing like a good fight. When you know you're going to win. All right. How much time I got in Montreal? I don't know where I'm at. All right. Turn to John, 19:30. What time is it? 9:45. We're supposed to quit that time, don't we? All right, 9. All right. We quit then.